Hello, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, good. Good.
Awesome. I know you were on vacation, and I thought, man, he's probably playing catch up. You know, when you come back from vacation, it's always like that, right?
That's pretty well how it is. Yep, absolutely.
I hope you had a good vacation, though, with the family.
We did.
That's awesome. That's so important.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, I'm a firm believer you can't always work hard and not enjoy your time with your family because it flies
at
the time.
Yeah,
I hear you. Well, I know it's Friday and you're probably trying to, you know, wrap up things and head back home, but did you ever get a chance, you know, to speak with your wife or review the email I had sent you about our program?
Yes.
Okay.
So how much was that per month? And I know it was in probably email, but I can't.
Okay. I'll refresh your memory. So to get it started, it's $4.99. And then every month, there's a flat $2.49 a month that you pay. Once you get approved for the other part of the program, which is the Google Verified where you pay per lead, that one, there's an activation budget to activate the leads. It's $247. And then when a lead comes in, it deducts $19 because it's actually two programs combined into one. So how I see it is like this. There's going to be 1 month that you would be paying $249 and $247, right?
Okay.
Because depending on when you get approved for the Google Verified. However, with Google Verified, let's say we activate your leads, you pay the $247, you got one lead that month. The next month, you're not going to pay $247 for the leads again. What you're going to pay is $19 because you're getting your budget back to the $247.
Okay.
So, like, explaining it like this. Go ahead.
Initially, I would be paying the $499 and the $249 and the $247. That would be kind of my upfront cost.
Yeah, so basically how it would work, like let's say you started today. You paid $4.99 today. That's covering your first month of the $249 and the application fee of $250 for the Google Verified program. Now, your billing date every 21st of the month is always going to be the $249 because that's taking care of the local listing first page, the Facebook ads, the website, the directories. That's what that is covering. Then the Google Verified, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved for that. But once you're approved and then you activate your leads, that would be the $247 that you would pay. So know that every 21st of the month, you have that automatic charge of the $249. And that part of that program, it doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get, it's that same price.
I got you.
Make sense?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah. So that's how it works.
Sure. Oh, I was kind of undecided yet what I want to do. I would like to do that. I'm just not quite sure. Are we at a point right now where we want to jump into that or not?
Well, I'd love to share the timeline with you if you have a second. I'd love to share the timeline and listen, and let's talk about price to see if there's somewhere where I can help you, right?
Okay.
So with the timeline, the way it works is 5 to 7 days you're listed in the directories. Now, those could generate phone calls for you as well. 7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads website's live. What we always state in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing, the first page placement on Google, okay, that's with getting you through the verification process and creating the Google business profile. That takes about 60 to 90 days is always going to be the timeline that I will give you, even when I've seen many times that it's happened sooner. I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver, okay, so it's not going to happen overnight. Now, with the Google Verified, takes about 4 to 8 weeks, but I will say that I've seen some people get approved literally in 3 weeks, depending on how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. But even when we call you, Joe, like let's say you got approved in 4 or 6 weeks, and we mm-hmm. call you, hey, Joe, you've been approved. You could say, listen, don't activate my leads. Call me the first week of January about activating the leads. Yeah. And we're like, okay, no problem. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's how it would all work. If I could ask you this, is there anything in that cost of the $499 that would hold you back from moving forward? And I'm asking to see if maybe there's somewhere where I could assist you.
Sure. So, yeah, we're just kind of, I mean, we could, I guess, when would that be due? Like right now? Or would that be, because I could do it now.
Yeah. So. The $499 is what you pay up front, right? Because that's the initial investment. But then the monthly after that, okay, is going to be on the 21st. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
I want to help you. Is that $499 quite a bit for you today?
No, I mean, I can do it today. I'm just a tight bod. But I still want to.
You sound like me. You literally sound like me because you know what? It's so funny. Because my husband, he's just like, he'll spend like nothing. And I'm like, and I'll have something. And I'm like, oh, do I really want to do it right now? And then, and then I end up regretting it after when I wait because I'm like, gosh darn it, I had it. I should have just done it right then and there. Now I'm paying $50 more, you know?
I think because with the Angie, I'm kind of, I don't know what to think about them. Well, it's okay, but it's expensive. And
how are your lead costs? What do those look like? I know they probably make you pay a budget, right? And then it deducts it from the...
Well, I'm actually on a pay-per-lead. Well, yeah, pay-per-lead. And you know, those vary anywhere from, I mean, it varies from job to job. So, you know, the cheapest one so far was like $30 and the most expensive one was $180.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? $180 up to that?
The problem I'm running into is I'll get these leads and I call people and they don't pick up and they never call back. So.
And you still get charged for it.
I know,
right?
I still get charged for it. So yeah. That's kind of what's really getting my, but yeah, my wife was all for it. And, I think we just need to do it, honestly.
So, and let me tell you, that $19 per lead is not going to change. Okay.
Sure.
The difference with these leads is that it's going to come to you in the form of a phone call and you're not sharing it with anyone. Like with Angie's, you're sharing the leads, right? You got to call that lead. So.
Yep.
Remember, with this program, because it's the general contractor one, right? Let's say someone called you to literally just come out and repair their toilet. That is outside of your services, and Google has to credit that lead back to you because it's considered unqualified.
True.
What would be a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, giving them an estimate, or if you set an appointment, Joe, to give them an estimate, then that's a qualified lead.
Sure.
And Google... They have an AI system set up that identifies that. However, we're also monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credit back to you.
I got you. Sure.
Okay. Sure. And so I will tell you, it's one of Google's best products.
Okay.
One of Google, and you can pause it whenever you need to and as many times as you need to. There's no limit. Okay.
Okay.
So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
Okay. Joe, is your first name Joe or is it Joseph and you go by Joe?
Joas. J-O-A-S.
Oh, okay. But you go by Joe, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Most people call me by that. So.
J-O-A-S. And what's your last name, Joe?
Stutzman, S-T-U-T-Z-M-A-N.
S-T-U-T, V as in Victor, M-A-M, right? Like
Z
Mary,
Zebra.
Oh, Z as in
Zebra.
Z as
in Zebra, yep.
Okay.
M-A-N.
And like Nancy at the end?
Yep.
Stutzman, okay, got it. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Is that German?
Yep. I don't know.
You can usually tell sometimes. Okay.
I'm guessing it is.
You're like, maybe my descendants.
I think maybe the way, you know, way back in the day, I think they said it was from, I don't know, Switzerland or Germany or
something. It had to be in one of those areas. Yeah.
If you would ask my dad, he would know, but I don't.
You're like, I didn't pay attention to that.
I'm not that bored yet.
Oh, no, you're so silly. The best phone number for us to reach you on, is that going to be the 406-242-1103?
Yep.
Okay. Now, your company name, I currently see it showing as Grandview, which is one word, Construction, mm-hmm. and for Stand, that and symbol, Renovations. Mm-hmm. Do you want the LLC at the end, or do you prefer not to include it? Totally up to you.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, it's your preference.
Is it?
It's not necessary. I noticed your logo has it, but I mean, really, there's some people that choose not to have it showing. It's really up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Yeah, okay. You don't have to.
Okay, so I'll make sure that that doesn't show. I do see an address. Now, I don't know if this is the address that's associated with your business. I have 217 Woodland Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in Thompson Falls, right? 59873? Okay.
Yep.
I'm assuming that this is, like, I would think your home address. Is that correct?
It is, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to hide that address, Joe, so that it doesn't show anywhere online, okay?
Yep, okay.
Do you want me to notate your wife on the account that she's authorized to make changes in the event you couldn't call in to make a change? She can do that on your behalf, or do you prefer just you?
Mm-hmm. No, I would put her on there.
Okay, and what's her name?
Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E.
Okay, same last name?
Yep.
And I'm going to put authorized to make changes. Okay. All right, perfect. A couple of notes I want to go over with you, because this will be for my technician, so that way they would know where to start from. When it comes to your services, okay, what would you like me to list on here? Remodels, like what would you like me to know?
Sure. I would do, typically I'm into windows, doors, decks, and siding. It's kind of my initial. I have, trimmed out some houses inside. During the winter, that's something that I usually like to try to pick up, but.
Okay.
My day-to-day is siding, windows, and doors.
Siding, windows, and doors. Do you do, what about exterior, interior finishing?
Yes, that would be good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about home remodels and renovations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Home building or home addition?
You could do home addition.
Okay.
At this point, I don't have a big enough crew to do a complete house.
So. No worries. Any type of roofing?
No.
Okay. What about foundations and concrete?
I do not. Okay. I mean, I can sub that out, but I myself won't. Can't.
That's
that,
okay.
So.
No, just good to know, just because of this way. Now, for the pay per lead, okay, what that's going to include is like someone looking for renovations, right, remodels, if they're looking for interior, exterior finishing, okay, decks and patios, right? For your other keywords, I'm going to put in the window, the siding, the doors, because I know that that's more of what you want, especially for the winter right now, right?
Sure, yes.
So let's put that. Okay, perfect. And then let me just look at something really quick here. Primarily residential or commercial as well?
Primarily residential.
Okay.
I've done some commercial here and there, but most of it is residential.
Okay. How's the weather right now? Are you guys starting to get really cold out there?
Oh, no, it's actually pleasant. 40s.
Really? Oh my, you say that's pleasant? I'm over here and now my bones hurt. Just thinking about it. Well, oh my gosh.
It's better than, you know, single digits, 20 degrees.
Because I'm in California, right? And then when I tell people, oh yeah, it's cold, and they're like, well, what's it over there right now? And I'm all, it's like in the high 60s. They're like, that's like shorts and flip-flop weather. And I'm like, are you serious?
Right?
Not for me, it's not. They just laugh. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's like literally it's been like 71 and my husband's been turning on the heater and I'm like, you're killing me right now with the heater. Like I cannot handle it. And he's all, really? I'm all, it's really bad. Like I can't breathe. Like I need you to like lower the heater, please. And he just laughs. Sure. I'm like, oh, this guy, between him and I with the heater and the AC, it's like killer.
Hey, could you hang on just a second here?
Yeah, all of right. course.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I cost more of that here, so.
Oh, no worries. Quick question. Do you carry, is it the Montana State Independent Contractor certification? Okay. I remember you told me it was one of those. Yeah, because it's either that one or they want you to have the contractor registration one. Okay. And then I know you mentioned you do have general liability. Do you know if it's like at least $250,000? If you remember?
Yes. It's seven.
Probably more. Usually everyone carries more than that. Okay.
Yep. I think it's 750, so, yep.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, there's something, let me see here. Okay. What are your hours of operation?
Let's do 7 to 7.
7 to 7,
Monday
through Friday?
Yes. Yep.
Saturday and Sunday off? Or
let's do Monday for Saturday, because I do get quite a few calls Saturday when people are home off of work. And
Okay. And we'll just put Sunday closed, which, I mean, you still know someone might call you on a Sunday, like, hey, can you come out tomorrow? It's urgent. They'll still call.
Yeah.
How far do you typically target for a new client?
How far off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like how far do you drive? Yeah.
Sure. So I like to stay within 60 miles is kind of my max that I like to do.
Okay. Okay.
However, you know, there is a, let's do 70 miles.
70? And you can always change that at any time, okay? Don't even worry about that. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone calls.
Phone. Okay. And then, what we're going to do, too, is they're going to assign you a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And this is how you're going to know what calls are coming from the program, because it's going to allow you to track all of that. It's going to also help you with preventing from getting so many spam calls. Okay?
Yep.
With the Google Verified program, know this. If someone called you to solicitate you unqualified, and they have to credit it back. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have a business Facebook page created yet?
I do not. I need to
make one for you. You have a personal page, right? At the very least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So what you're going to do is, when you have time, you're going to copy the link to your personal Facebook, and you could either text it or email it to me, because we're going to create you the one for the business. And it's created that way, so this way you have access to it. No one's going to see your Facebook page, okay?
Sure.
The personal one, I mean. And you have a business logo.
Yep.
And you have some photos, right? Some, you know, even before and after. Mm-hmm. Okay. Has pictures. Because we're going to build you the website, because I know you didn't have one, correct? I didn't find
one. I do. No.
You do?
No, I do not.
No. Okay. That's what
not.
I figured.
No.
Okay. No worries. Let's see here. This one does not apply to you. Okay. Now, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. I just found, so, you know, the leads that I gave you are for general contractor, the ones that we talked about. Okay.
Sure.
But you also mentioned you do siding. Okay. So I want to go over the siding leads to see if this one would also be a good one for you to get approved for. It's not going to cost you more money to get approved for that. Okay. And I'll tell you how it works. If we do that one as well, because I would prefer that if these are the ones that you can get approved for, it's better to do it in one shot. Siding.
Sure.
That can do with anyone that does like siding remodeling, repairs, maintenance, siding installation, and siding removal. Do those all apply to you?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let me see something here. Because for the siding, all they require is that license that you have. And guess how much the leads are for the siding? $27.
Oh, nice.
That's not bad. So I suggest we get you approved for it, right? Because let's say you get approved and you're like, okay, go ahead and turn on my leads for both the siding and the general contractor. So the siding leads, the minimum monthly budget is $351, right? What'll happen is you pay the higher monthly budget. But when a siding lead comes in, it deducts 27. When it's a lead for the general contractor, then it will deduct the $19. Does that make sense?
I got
so you're not paying $247 and $351. You're only paying the higher one to keep both leads on. Or you could say, I only want siding right now, and you'll only get siding leads. Okay?
I
or I only want the general contractor one. So I think it's a good idea to get you approved for it. So this way, when you do get approved, you could say, hey, you know what? I only want these leads turned on. Okay. You don't have to turn them all on, just so you know.
Okay.
Now for the window and doors, I just want to see if any of these would apply to you to see if it's even worth getting you also approved for that. So when it comes to the windows, this is what it entails. Window installation, window repair, board up, door installation, door repair, glass install, and skylight repair.
Yeah, I don't not all of them, no. I don't really
window,
want to get into
the window and the doors for sure, right?
Yes.
Do you do the board up?
I
or not so much.
I have never.
Okay.
Are you talking about
these are for because because this window repair is also a category under the Google Verified. The only thing I'm going to tell you about window repair, and again, we can get you approved for that one, but the lead costs for those are higher. Okay? Does it mean you have to turn them on?
Into the window
the
repair.
Window repair. I didn't think so either.
I'd rather just do the other one.
I think would be more beneficial. Okay, perfect. Yep. Okay, good. I'm glad we clarified that. I always like to make sure I cross all T's and dot all I's. Okay.
Yep.
And then let me see here. Okay. Now, business license and business insurance, when I send you the application, you're just going to upload those two documents when you're filling it out.
Okay.
The application is really simple. Okay. It will ask you for your social security number because it's going to run your background check. It only goes back 7 years. I know you're completely fine there. And you have a driver's license or like a state ID to identify that, yes, that's you, that they're going to run the background check on. Okay.
Yep.
Now, Google also uses two companies. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run your background check, we're going to call you. Because you got to respond within 24 hours. We'll let you know. Be on the lookout. Pinkerton's going to email you or send you a text, and then you follow the steps. Okay? Now, Joe, the card that we're putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on there? Is it just your first and last name, or is there a middle initial?
Check here. It's So it's just my first and last.
No. Okay. And the company name, how does it show on there?
It shows Grandview Renovations.
Grandview Renovations. Okay. Same billing address?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love your logo, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did you make that yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, good job. Is this Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And the card number whenever you're ready?
Okay. It's 4834.
Mm-hmm.
8005.
Mm-hmm.
3115.
Okay.
6682.
Expiration month and year?
0929.
And the CVV code on the back?
809.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to be walking you through a voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pre-agreement. And what it's going to do, it's going to outline the service agreement, which is also an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Joe, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, okay, I want you to just stop me and say, Needy, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we even process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to ask you to stick this out 3 months. What I call it is a three-month verbal agreement, but you can cancel at any time, and I will state that in this recording. Okay?
Okay.
So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. Excuse me. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Grandview Construction and Renovation.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joe Stutzman, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And you also authorize your wife, Arlene Stutzman, to make changes in the event you're not able to call in to make a change?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Joe, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to text you right now our 877 number, okay, and I'm going to ask you to save that number as Local Splash in your contacts so you never lose our number. Whenever our customer service department reaches out to you, they will call you from that 877 number, okay? And the text is coming through right now, okay? Now, always allow for Local Splash to return all calls to you within 24 hours. Now, in regards to you having that increased visibility and, you know, me advising you to just be aware that you might get other companies calling you, they're not related to us. We're not going to ask you for more money. So I'm going to provide you a security question. This is how you can identify if it's actually us calling you and not another company. You can choose between your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like?
Let's see, mother's maiden name.
And what was her last name before she got married?
Hershberger, H-E-R. H-E-R-S-H-B-U-R-G-E-R.
Okay. Hopefully I spelled that right.
H-E-R-S-H-B-E-R-G-E-R.
Hershberger? Is that what it is? Okay, let me make sure. Hersh. Asperger. There we go. That was a tough one. It kind of sounded like it was a tough one for you too.
Yeah, it was.
So when it comes to this, right? Let's say you get someone calling you and they're like, hey, we're calling you about your account. And you're like, is this really Local Splash calling me? What you're going to do is ask them, what's my security question? If they disconnect the call, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, an example, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. Okay, Yelp is basically, mm-hmm. they offer advertising services for their specific directory. Okay. If you are ever interested in Yelp, call me because we can get you more of a discounted offer, okay, if you're ever interested. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Could you repeat that again?
Let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it because I usually do.
Okay.
So basically what we're saying here is like, we know you're doing Angie's. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing, right?
Okay.
But if you do any other marketing aside from what you're doing with us, we're just saying just call us first to make sure that we're not already providing you that service because we just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Sure.
Okay. So just going back and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance or registration for the business, and any other, as well as the Google Guaranteed application, and any other items that are recommended for the Google Business Profile verification.
Okay.
We kindly ask that you get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit to these item with these items, excuse me, within 7 days?
Yes. Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 21st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499.
Okay.
This is a three-month verbal agreement. So your monthly payments are going to automatically renew on the 21st day of each month in the amount of $249. Because remember, you're still going through the approval for the Google Verified program. Okay?
Sure.
So this $249 is going to be a monthly recurring payment. Once you get approved for Google Verified, they call you to notify you because we want to activate the leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise, to call me in a few weeks or what have you. Okay?
Sure.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that number is 877-635-6225. Make sure you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. Now, if you choose to cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will be applied, okay?
Okay.
To prevent the charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package and I'm going to process the payment. I probably need about maybe 5 more minutes and we'll be all set. How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? The client interview, what I'm going to do is I'm going to block an hour. That interview could take, you know, 30, 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It really depends on how many questions or details you have. I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, and this will give you the weekend to do that application and hopefully have it done before your interview, if possible.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
So what time would you want for the client interview?
Okay. Let's do why don't we do 11 o'clock?
11 o'clock? Okay, so that'll be 10 o'clock for us. So let me see, because you're 1 hour ahead of me. So 11 mm-hmm. o'clock, I actually have, I have a 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I have a 12, 12:30, 2 o'clock, 2:30. The time that I'm giving you is your time.
Yeah, let's do the 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? Okay. So I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 12 and 12:30, and we're going to call you from that 877 number, so just make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for any reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, pick up the call, and we'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before the interview, just in case if it slips your mind. If I'm not in a call or on a call, or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're going to just call you without me. They're not going to wait on me. Okay?
Okay.
And then almost done. I just want to make sure we get everything. If you, do you have access to your emails or your text messages right now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's going to be a couple of them that came through. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice.
Okay, and this was a text message?
Yes, we sent it to both.
Okay.
And it'll say, hello, it'll have your name, not Joe, it'll say Joseph. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice. Okay. Now, when you're reading it, you got it? Okay. So when you're reading it, it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it'll say towards the bottom, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you're going to click on that. And it'll open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then towards the bottom where it says mobile phone and you'll see your phone number, there's these three boxes at the very bottom that says, I agree to receive text messages, meaning from us to you. You certify you're the holder of the credit card that you provided and you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. And then at the bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. And then you'll confirm your signature.
That name is not correct.
Okay. How do I? Let's go back because I want. I gotta correct it. So your first name is J O A F, like Frank.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. Oh my Lord Jesus.
Yep.
Do I have your last name right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm gonna correct it right now. Go back out of there.
Okay.
And then go back to. I'll tell you when in just a second. Okay, now go back to the click here, and then it should have corrected it now. Joas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was saying Joas. I was giving you a whole different name. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. If you're like Nadine, it's wrong. Okay, so click here, then click on the three boxes, and then type your name. I had a feeling I was going to mess up something. Oh, my goodness.
You're good. You're good.
Okay. And then when you confirm the signature, it'll open up a page that's asking you to enter a username and password. Let me know once you see that.
Okay. I see that. Mm.
Beautiful. So the username and password is where you actually go in to track your results with us. You'll be able to see, you know, how many times they're clicking on your ad, what your keywords are. You're going to be able to track all of that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I would log in there within 5 to 7 days. The first, you know that first text message that I sent you with our phone number?
Yes.
It also has your login credentials. So your username is always going to be your phone number with no dashes. Okay.
Okay.
And your password is all lowercase one word. Fab, Frank, Adam, Boy, Friends, with an S at the end, like amigos.
Okay.
And I would suggest you go in there within 5 to 7 days. There's also going to be your application, okay, for the Google Verified. When you're filling out that application, Joe, when it asks you how many employees do you have, zero. Okay?
Okay.
Because even if you have one employee, they want the employees that are face-to-face doing bidding, collecting your money. That's only you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep. If you put that you have one, then they want their information, and we don't need them running them a background check. Okay?
Sure.
It'll ask you if you have an EIN or an I-10. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put that number in there, too. If you don't have one, then you'll just repeat putting your social. Okay?
I got you.
You got it? Okay. And then we give you the example of the certificate of insurance that you'll upload.
Okay.
It's just one paper. Mm-hmm. And then I know you told me, let me just notate on here, which is the one that you have. I just had it, the license. It's the registration certificate one, right? You're just going to upload that one. You were going to say, I'm sorry? I didn't mean to cut you off.
All right, go ahead. No, I was just going to say it's the independent contractor.
Contractor. Yeah, that one. Got it. Okay, perfect. I'm just going to let them know that that's the one you have. Now, the other thing, which I don't see happening, but once you get approved for the Google Verified, we're going to also know by Google will notify us as well if you qualify for what they call max bidding.
Oh, that's about 5 minutes, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm almost done.
Just waiting to show me something here, so.
Oh, okay. So Google will let us know if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means, like, if you wanted to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top. But that's up to Google if you qualify for that. And you can even select the hours of operation or the hours and days that you want those leads turned on. So.
Okay.
We're going to send you notifications as these steps are being processed. Joe, within 5 to 7 days, your business Facebook page is going to be created, and you're going to be listed in the directories. These could generate phone calls for you. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live, okay, as well as your website. Those can also start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state in the terms and conditions, getting that Google business profile created, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, and I'm talking about the local map, that can take 60 to 90 days. But even when I've seen it happen sooner, I'm going to still stick to that timeline because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. Now, the other thing too, okay, with the Google Verified, remember, that'll be about 4 to 8 weeks. But depending on how quickly you do the application and you know, respond to the background check, it could happen sooner. Okay?
Okay.
The only other thing you need to send me is when you get a chance, I need the link to your Facebook page. Okay? The personal one. So that way they can build the one for the business. I want to be the first to welcome you. Congratulations and welcome to our local Splash family.
Okay.
Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity. I'm excited for you. Super excited. So any other questions for me before I let you go about the rest of your day?
I don't think so at this time. I'm sure there will be more, but
this
time I think
please feel free and reach out, okay? All right. Well, you have a beautiful weekend. Thank you so much. Bye, Joe.
Yep, bye.